guest today is Rob Gibbons. Rob, how are you?
Doing excellent, Dave.
What do you do for a living, Rob?
I am now currently a Xamarin University instructor, so I teach online classes teaching Xamarin technology.
Congratulations. I know it's a new job. You're brand new to the Xamarin family.
Yes, as of June 1st, so excellent. 4 weeks.
I've never actually had a Xamarin show, although, gosh, about 4 years ago we did talk about Mono, and I know that Xamarin came from Mono. But can you give us the elevator pitch? What is Xamarin?
So Xamarin is a way for C-sharp developers to utilize their existing skills to write cross-platform mobile apps. We can target iOS, Android, Windows Phone, Windows Store using the .NET framework. Hmm. On iOS and Android, it's built on Mono, and then Windows Phone and Windows Store, of course, are just the regular .NET framework. This means you can write your code once and target all the different platforms. You can reuse your code, you can reuse your database logic, your web service logic, all your business logic, so that you have a core set of classes and functionality that's tested once and you know will work across all the different platforms. And then on top of that, you're going to build completely native user interfaces for each platform. This allows us to get anywhere from 60 to 80% code reuse across all four platforms, and then where you would get the extra 40 to 20% of platform-specific code is for iOS, Android, Windows Phone, and Windows Store user interfaces. Mm-hmm. And this allows you, unlike something like a PhoneGap or a Titanium, this allows you to get completely native performance, completely native controls. So Xamarin is not an abstraction away from the platforms. It's a way to use C-sharp to target those platforms.
Okay, so it compiles down the native code is what you're telling me.
Yeah, it compiles down exactly to the same code that an iOS app built in Objective-C or now in Swift would compile down to.
Okay.
There's no difference in bytecode between the two. The same thing with Java. So that is good, and that also brings some limitations along with it in that iOS doesn't allow like just-in-time compilation. Hmm. So on iOS, we in Xamarin have to use something called ahead-of-time compilation, AOT, so we use different compilation techniques depending on the platform because we still encounter those restrictions.
Okay. So everything you said has been true for a long time, since the beginning of Xamarin, and then even before that when we had things like MonoDroid and MonoTouch, a lot of that was true.
Right.
About a month ago, Xamarin, not only did they hire you, but they also announced
two watershed events.
3.0. Let's talk about the new features of Xamarin.
All right. So like you said, on May 30th, 2014, we introduced Xamarin 3, which is our biggest release to date, in that it comes with now a brand new IDE. So Xamarin Studio 5 is completely polished. It's building on the existing Xamarin Studio that we've had for years, which, of course, then previously built on open source IDE called Mono Develop.
Okay.
So in Xamarin Studio 3.
So what are some of the awesome features of the new IDE?
Well, the new IDE compared to Xamarin Studio 4, we have now, it looks beautiful on Mac Retina displays. Everything's been polished. One of the biggest features is we now have integrated NuGet capabilities. So we can download NuGet packages right from Xamarin Studio. Hmm. You can use JSON.NET, Microsoft's HTTP client, AutoMapper, lots of great .NET NuGet packages that .NET developers are familiar with from the web or from the desktop. And this, of course, builds on all the years of functionality that's been already added to Xamarin Studio. We can debug, we can get our stack traces, we can do everything you'd expect from a modern, full-featured ID.
Well, clarify something for me. You talk about something like AutoMapper, which is a component that was built in .NET and compiled down to IL, I guess, is what you get from NuGet, right?
Right.
Is that natively then supported on iOS and Android if I just bring it as a NuGet package?
Well, because the author, in this case, Jimmy Bogard...
He's been on my show?
Yes, of course he has. Took the time to create a portable class library. Xamarin and Microsoft have partnered, and they've worked very closely together in the last year in order to get PCLs working correctly across the platforms. And portable class libraries allow you to specify a set of targets that you're going to target, which is called a profile. And that union, or set in the mathematical terms, of the Venn diagram of all these different platforms between iOS, Android, Windows Phone, Windows Store, whatever you choose to select.
Sure. Yeah, it could be a Silverlight or
right.
The old .NET.
Or Silverlight, exactly. That subset of the shared API surface that all of those targets support is what you can target in your portable class library.
Okay.
And there are ways, of course, to get platform-specific functionality also in there by using some NuGet workarounds to do that. But a lot of authors have taken the time to create portable class libraries targeting iOS and Android also, along with the regular .NET, full .NET desktop framework that we're used to.
I see. So not every NuGet package will have that cross-platform story. But no. If it's been created as a portable class library, then it will.
Exactly. Only the cool ones.
Only the cool ones. All right. All right, keep going about the new stuff.
So the other new thing, we announced at Build, which is when we really announced a lot of the new functionality. Microsoft, and like I said, Microsoft and Xamarin had a close presence at Build 2014 together.
Yeah, including those two companies getting closer together.
Including the keynote. Miguel,
I have a theory that Xamarin is going to buy Microsoft.
Eventually. We're working on it. So during the keynote of Build, we had a bunch of different demonstrations, and one of the cool things we announced was the support for shared projects. Microsoft announced this, and it's supported in Visual Studio 2013 Update 2, and then Xamarin Studio 5 and above also supports it. So previously, when we were creating cross-platform applications, what we had to do was use a technology called file linking. And file linking was a way to share your code at a source file level. So you have your iOS project, your Android project, and your Droid project all linked to the same file on disk. But when each one of these projects compiles, it treats that file as if it was added directly to the project. So it's just a way to share. It's like a pointer back to a file on disk.
Right.
Well, this involved a lot of jumping through hoops to get it to work in the IDE. There was extensions specifically built for both Xamarin Studio and Visual Studio to get it to work better. But every time you added a file to this shared project, you had to manually go link it into every one of your platform-specific projects. And this was just a pain. And the IDE would freak out all the time, whether it's Visual Studio or Xamarin Studio, about not knowing what context it was in. Is this shared file? Is it in your iOS project? Is it in your Android project? And it didn't know quite how to work. It would compile and run just fine, but the IDE would get confused very easily. So Microsoft announced shared projects. And then, of course, in the background, they were working with Xamarin to support this also, so
right.
that when Microsoft announced it at Build, Xamarin already had support built in for this. And what shared projects is think of file linking, but surrounded in a nicer IDE experience. So instead of having to manually link files into each project, you just create one shared project, and that's where you put all your shared source files.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can set a reference from your iOS or from your Droid project to the shared project. Now, the shared project itself never compiles anything. There's no DLL output. There's no EXE output. You're not setting a binary reference like you normally would do when you set a reference in Visual Studio. But what that does when you set that reference is it tells the iOS and the Android projects to automatically file link in every project or in every file in the project.
Okay.
Into itself.
This isn't just source code. This is images and resources.
Exactly. Images, assets, resources, database files, etc. And what file linking will allow you to do and shared projects allow you to do is to use things like conditional compilation, compiler directives, inside your shared source.
Okay.
So as you're writing a single file, you might need some iOS-specific code in there. And shared projects allow you to do that. Portable class libraries don't, because you only have one single binary. You can't do an ifdef inside the single binary. That would make any sense because you only have one compiler directive for all the platforms. So the shared projects is a really nice IDE enhancement to make this work better. And the IDE is a lot better at knowing what context it's in, so it knows which code will compile. So that's another big release. The third major point of Xamarin 3 is the iOS designer is now built into Visual Studio. And this is a huge feature for .NET developers who use Visual Studio. Previous, if you wanted to use something like a storyboard in Xamarin or in iOS, you would have to, and you're using Visual Studio, you'd have to basically commit your source code to your source control, go over to the Mac, open it up in Xamarin Studio and use the designer there, or heaven forbid, open it in Xcode and use the designer in Xcode. And no .NET developer really wants to do that.
.NET developers, they tend to be comfortable inside of Visual Studio.
Exactly. And no matter which kind of developer you are, you don't want to have to switch IDs and switch machines in the middle of your development. You want one ID that supports them all. And if you're choosing to use Visual Studio, we wanted to support that too.
Right.
So now, as of Xamarin 3, the storyboard designer for iOS is integrated directly into Visual Studio. Now, as a .NET developer, when you're doing iOS development, you never have to walk over to the Mac unless you want to run on the iOS simulator.
I see.
You still need a Mac somewhere on the network to
still
do the builds.
Buy a Mac.
You still need a Mac, and that's an Apple restriction. There's nothing we can do to get around that. That's not a Xamarin restriction. Mm-hmm. Apple requires that you use Xcode. It requires that you use a Macintosh to develop iOS apps. So we're adhering to the letter of the law, if not the spirit. And
well, they're still selling the machine, so
yes.
I think they're happy.
And as a .NET developer, you're also more comfortable with the paradigms inside Visual Studio.
Right.
Even if you were okay with going to go use Xamarin Studio on the Mac or Xcode, you're more familiar with the properties pane in Visual Studio and the toolbox where you can drag and drop controls.
The shortcut keys.
The shortcut keys. In iOS, it's typical when you want to have access to a button or a label in your code behind that you'd have to control, click, and drag in what's called an outlet. In you can do this in Visual Studio or Xamarin Studio or Xcode, but it's not intuitive for a .NET developer.
Right.
So we've enabled some .NET paradigms, some Visual Studio paradigms, where if you drag a button onto the screen, onto the storyboard in Visual Studio, you can just double-click on that button, and you get the click event automatically wired up for you, like you would in Windows Forms.
Got it.
In the background, it's still using an outlet. It's still doing the proper iOS development techniques.
Mm-hmm.
We're not doing anything bad, but we're making it easier for .NET developers to discover how to wire things up.
Got it.
So, and that's the third big tentpole. And then the fourth, the major release, is something that people have been asking for years, is we now have a thing called a library called Xamarin Forms. And what this does is a NuGet package you can add to your projects, and you can create a portable class library or a shared class library. And now we can define our user interface in an abstract way in code or in XAML and have it run on all three platforms, Windows Phone, Android, and iOS, still using the native controls, which is the important part. We're not doing something like PhoneGap where it's lowest common denominator. We are still going to render the native controls. What this allows us to do is in C Sharp, we can, say, create a list view. And this is in our portable class library that's shared across all the platforms. We create a list view class object. We can set some objects or set some properties on the object, and we can give it an item source for data binding. We can give it a template for the cell data binding. And then on Android, it would render with an Android list view. And on Windows Phone, it would render with a list box. And on iOS, it would render with a UI table view. Using the native controls, you still have native performance, native look and feel, but we can now define our UI in one place. And this works for, it works great for scaffolding apps and data entry apps and things like that. If you're going to get into really highly customized apps where you really want to control the exact pixel information, then we still have the same way we've always done it in Xamarin. We can still use the storyboards and the Android designer and still create our native our native
so
platforms.
For simpler apps, you recommend the Xamarin Forms. For more customized or complicated user interfaces, I should say.
Exactly. It's the user interface.
Use the old tools. Is there a migration? Can I start with the Xamarin Forms and then
definitely
then
and you
modify
can,
those using the older tools?
You can start with a Xamarin Forms project, and if you decide you hit one screen that you really want to just shine, you can integrate a native UI view controller on iOS or an activity on Android. You're not locked into it.
Okay.
And you can go the other way, too. If you have an existing project that you've been building up in Xamarin and you want to start using forms, say you have a login screen that's really simple. It's an entry box, and a button. Well, that would be a great thing to just do in Xamarin Forms. You define it once. You don't have to have every screen defined natively. You don't have to have every screen defined with Xamarin Forms. You can mix and match to what's appropriate for the screen.
Very cool.
So this is something, again, that people have been asking for years, and we finally delivered on it. It gives us native performance, and I said before, with Xamarin, you can get 60 to 80% code reuse. If you integrate Xamarin Forms and you define your UI there, you can get up to, in an ideal case, 99% code reuse across the three platforms.
Right.
Define it once, you run it on all three.
Nice. Anything else? Those are the major points.
Those are the major points for Xamarin 3.
And excellent.
There's more stuff coming. We've got more announcements that in a few months. Xamarin Forms is being updated constantly. It's a NuGet package. We're working really hard on that. And I'm looking forward to Xamarin 4.
Xamarin 3 is out right now?
Xamarin 3 is out as of May 30th,
a
month ago.
Is something that if I own Xamarin 2, do I buy it or do I get automatic
update? It's just an automatic update.
Okay, you get it for free if you have Xamarin 2 already.
Yep, you get it for free during your subscription.
Good answer. Real quickly, tell us about Xamarin Studio or Xamarin University and the stuff you're doing there.
Xamarin University is awesome. So we understand that a lot of people are coming from a C-sharp background and don't know anything about iOS, don't know anything about Android, want to learn. So what we've done is created Xamarin University that... we have, I forget how many now, quite a few.
Dozens?
About maybe 10 or less. Okay. Certified instructors.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying courses.
Oh, no, we have about 25 courses more coming every week. We're getting more and more courses. So we have about 25 courses, and it's an online training program where you interact live with other students and the instructor. So you get to ask any questions. If there's something you don't understand, you can ask the question right there. We have individual exercises, so you get hands-on experience writing the code with somebody there to ask questions of if you get lost. I love Pluralsight, but it's not something like Pluralsight where you just passively watch a video. This is much more interactive, much more question-answer back and forth between instructors and students.
I see.
Because the time slots of the instructors and students usually match up. You get to know your instructor probably just because you have the same schedules. So you get to know each other, and we also provide one-on-one office hours time where if you want to just show your app to the instructor, get some code review, any questions you have some of that. Mm-hmm. We have a private forum where you can ask questions, and instructors will answer the questions for you. So it's really great if you're going to jump in. And then from the other side, if you're an Objective-C or a Java developer and you're used to iOS or you're used to Android, but you want to write cross-platform apps but you don't know anything about C#, mm-hmm. we have a lot of students like that too that jump in and need to learn how to write these apps cross-platform using C#. And we're coming out, we have a plan to actually come out with, you know, C# for the Java developer, C# for the Objective-C developer. At some point we'll have a C# for Swift developer, I'm sure. And which brings another point, by the way, Xamarin doesn't support just C#. If you're an F# fan, we fully support F#. You can write your mobile apps in F# too, which gets your code.
How about VB?
You can use VB actually in a PCL.
Okay.
And you can reference that PCL from a Xamarin app.
That's interesting that F# beat VB to something.
Yeah.
Something in the IDE.
The actual iOS and Android interfaces still have to be in C#.
Got it.
Or okay. F#.
I see.
Either way.
All right. Rob, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me. My goal to have my friends in technology using Xamarin one of these days.